愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone。
我们最近在查考在读经的进度，有提到传道书。
Our Bible reading progress is in the book of Ecclesiastes。
传道书是智慧书信里面的一卷。
And the book of Ecclesiastes is one of the wisdom books。
神造人，给我们一本手册。
Created humans, he made a manual for humans.
让我们知道人是什么。
So that we may recognize who we truly are.
人活着要做什么。
What is the purpose of our life?
人生有问题要怎么解决。
And how do we solve the problems that we face in our lives?
这本手册就是圣经。
And this manual is the Bible itself.
圣经又叫做神的话。
And the Bible is also called the Word of God.
神的话就是智慧的来源。
And the word of God is the source of all wisdom.
所以一个人要怎么来过自己的生活。
And how can a person live their days?
最重要就是要认识神的话。
They have to recognize and come to know the word of God.
以神的话来引导我们的人生。
They will use the word of God as a guide to our lives.
这个就是智慧。
And this is called wisdom.
好，那我们现在来看传道书的第一章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
第一章的第二节
Verse 2,
第一节跟第二节
Verse 1 and 2 The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem Verse 2 Vanity of vanities, says the preacher Vanity of vanities, all is vanity
这个地方讲大卫的儿子传道者的言语
Here speaks about the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem
大卫的儿子就是所罗门
The son of King David is King Solomon.
所以传道书是所罗门所写的。
And so the book of Ecclesiastes was written by King Solomon.
为什么传道书是相当有分量的一本书
？Why is the book of Ecclesiastes such a important book?
因为不只是它被神感动写出来的。
Not only was it written through the inspiration of God.
而且传道书本身是讲所罗门个人的人生经验。
It also describes the life journey of Solomon.
所以他写的理论是他本身经历过的。
And what he has written is something he has experienced personally.
所以所罗门知道他在讲什么。
And so King Solomon knew what he was talking about.
因为他在生命中有这样的体会。
Because he has experienced all these things he wrote about.
那传道书的第一章第二节对人生的结论。
And the conclusion of Solomon is written in verse 2.
就是一切都是虚空。
That everything is vanity.
他先讲结论。
He first speaks of the conclusion.
结论讲出来，然后再一步一步来解释为什么是虚空的。
And then after he has stated his thesis, then he supports it with all the individual examples.
所以传道书第一章一直到十一章。
And so from Ecclesiastes chapter 1 to 11,
就是要拆毁人的旧观念。
It is to destroy and uproot all of our old beliefs.
什么是旧观念?
And what is our old beliefs?
没有神,我也可以活得很好。
The common belief we have in this world that we don't need God to live our life.
没有神,我的人生也可以活得很有意义,很满足,很有价值。
And without God, I can still live a very meaningful, successful, and valuable life.
如果这个观念没有拆掉,
If we do not destroy and uproot these old beliefs,
新的观念没有办法建立,
then the new concepts of God cannot enter our hearts.
如果新的观念没有办法建立,
If our new concepts cannot be constructed in our heart,
我们的生活不会改变,
then our lives will not be transformed.
因为生活是从观念衍生出来的。
Because life comes from the issues of a heart.
所以很多人信耶稣，生活改变了。
And so many people have their lives changed after they believe in Jesus Christ.
因为他的观念改变了。
Because their concept and value has changed.
但是也有很多人信耶稣，他的生活没有改变。
But many people have never changed even after they have converted to Christianity.
因为他的观念没有改变。
Because their value system has not been transformed.
那这里所罗门说一切都是虚空。
And here Solomon states that all is vanity.
这个好像一个棒子把我们一打就醒过来。
And this is like a baton that strikes us so that we wake up.
如果没有神。
Without God.
你做什么都是空的。
Everything we pursue in this life is vanity.
什么是空?
What does it mean to have vanity?
空就是零。
It means zero.
一生的努力到最后是归零。
All the labors and toils accumulate to nothing.
空就是没有价值。
Nothing means no value, empty.
空就是没有意义。
It means that there is no meaning to everything we do.
如果没有神。
without God.
不管我们觉得我的人生多好。
No matter how we consider how great our lives are.
不管别人觉得我人生有多好。
No matter how much other people admire our lives.
即使我们像所罗门一样。
Even if we were to be like Solomon.
拥有人一切所羡慕的。
To enjoy all the splendor and majesty in our lives.
到最后的结论，这是空的。
But at the very end, we will only experience emptiness.
这是等于零。
And this vanity is zero.
那这个拆掉了，新的才建立起来。
And after we have taken out this old belief, then we can rebuild a new belief.
那新的是什么？
And what is the new belief?
就是在十二章里面提到。
And that is stated in chapter 12.
我们看传道书十二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
十三节。
Verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all.
这里说总意就是要敬畏神。
Here it says the conclusion of the whole matter is to fear God.
谨守他的命令。
And to keep His commandments.
敬畏神不只知道有神。
Fear God not only includes knowing that God is present.
也不只是我在观念上、理论上同意、相信有神。
And not only that we agree in theory in our hearts that yes, there is a God existing in this world.
敬畏神是我从心里的最深处对他产生一种畏惧，而且含有尊敬。
And fear God means from the bottommost part of our hearts, we respect Him, revere Him.
所以在第一节的最后说要趁着年幼纪念造你的主。
And so it says here that we need to take the time while we're still young to remember our Creator.
也就是在我们生命中要把神放在心里。
That means that we need to put God first in everything in our lives.
要尊重他是我的主人。
To honor that He is our Lord and Master.
所以要在神的面前过一个负责任的生活。
So that in front of God, we are accountable to Him.
这个最重要。
And this is the most important.
纪念，既然纪念就是表示有时候我们忘记。
If we say remember, that means one day we'll also many times forget about our Creator.
生活一平安一顺利，我们忘记了有一个主宰。
Our life is going smoothly in prosperity. We tend to forget that there is an eternal presence in this universe.
我们以为没有神，我们也可以过得很好。
We think that we can pass our lives without God.
所以我们自己已经取代了神。
And so we have replaced God's position in our hearts.
那如果这样。
And we are our own gods.
我们接下去的时间都是所做的一切都是空的。
Then everything that we do in this life is in vain.
好，那接下去所罗门就一步一步来解释什么叫做虚空。
And following, Solomon explains what does it mean to have vanity in this life.
然后在主耶稣里面要怎么来超越虚空。
And he further explains how we can transcend the life of vanity.
如果只讲虚空。
If we only talk about vanity.
那这太负面了。
Then this is too pessimistic.
但是讲虚空是要来做一个更积极的生活方式。
But we speak of vanity in order to have a more positive life.
就是要建立一个敬畏神的生活方式。
And that is to how we can build a life that is revering God.
好，我们现在来看传道书第一章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第四节。
And verse 4.Verse 3, what profit has a man from all his labor in which he toils under the sun? One generation passes away, another generation comes, but the earth abides forever.
这个地方说，人一切的劳碌，在日光下之的劳碌有什么益处呢？
Verse 3 says, what profit has a man from all his labor in which he toils under the sun?
那第四节，
Verse 4,
给我们一个间接的回答。
And it responds to this inquiry.
一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。
That one generation passes away, another generation comes, and the earth abides forever.
因为古代的社会是一个农业社会，农耕的社会。
In the past, our forefathers were an agricultural nation.
第一代在那里耕田。
When the first generation was plowing their fields.
结果他过去了。
And they passed away.
第二代。又来又耕同一块田。
The second generation takes on the toiling labor, plowing the field.
又过去了。
And then that passes too.
这样世世代代一直在同一块的田耕地。
Generation after generation, they are working in the same field.
那已经过去的世代就被忘记了。
And the passing generation is forgotten forever.
这个告诉我们，我们在世界上的工作。
This teaches us that this work on this earth.
前面说, 到底有什么益处呢?
What meaning does it have for us?
那到底我们工作的目的在哪里?
And what is the purpose of us toiling and working this life?
这个是我们第一个要思想。
We need to first ponder this question.
我们如果从25岁工作到65岁,
we work from the time we're 25 years old to 60 years old.
我们在工作40年。
We worked 40 years.
那40年大概是人生最精华的一部分。
That is the time, the prime time of a person's life.
前面一段是预备工作。
The beginning period of life is a preparation stage.
那后面一段是退休的生活。
The ending stage of our life is a retirement stage.
那中间这一段是黄金时间。
But the middle years are golden years.
那我们 用黄金的这一段时间工作了40年，到底得到什么？
And for us to spend these golden years on labor and toil, what is the point of all this?
我们现在知道，在这个社会里面要衡量一个人价值，大概用他的薪水有多少。
In this society today, we measure a person's success by how much salary he has earned.
能力强，当然。
Very capable, he will achieve a high salary.
所以我们就把这个40年卖给公司。
And so these 40 years, we have sold it into the company.
如果比方说年金10万。
And maybe the salary is 100,000 a year.
40年就是赚400万。
And 40 years is $4 million.
所以以金钱来统计，我们这个40年的生命价值就是400万。
And so these 40 years, what is the value to us? $4 million.
但是这个价值都会过去的。
But all this value is passing away.
所以到底我们为什么在工作?
And what is the purpose that this has meaning for us?
如果一个人20几岁找不到工作,
if a person cannot find a job when he's 20-some years old,
我们要为他祷告。
We need to pray for him.
因为找不到工作就没有收入啊。
Because without work, he cannot have income.
没有收入就没有前途。
Without income, he has no future.
所以20几岁没有工作，这个是一个很大的压力。
And so a 20-some-year-old person will have great pressure if he cannot find work.
但是如果一个人70岁还要工作，我们要为他祷告。
But if a person who's 70 years old still has to labor and toil, then we have to pray for him too.
因为活到70岁还要工作，这太可怜了。
It is very pitiful for a man of 70-year age to have to continue to labor.
年纪大了还要工作?
Because why should he still have to labor after all these years?
所以我们就知道人活着不是为工作。
And so we know a person survives not only for work.
所以年纪大了就不需要工作。
Because those who are elderly no longer needs to work.
我们工作的第一个原因就是累积财富。
The first purpose that we work is to accumulate wealth.
这个财富第一个功用就是我们生活的需要。
The purpose of wealth is to sustain our lives.
所以圣经里面讲日用的饮食神会赐给我们。
And so the Bible says that what we need in our daily lives, God will surely provide.
这个赐给我们不是天上掉下来。
And this doesn't mean bread will fall down from heaven.
是让我们找到工作。
It means that he'll provide us the work necessary to fulfill our sustenance.
有一个经济的收入。
We have a stable income.
所以我们生活没有困难。
So we have no difficulty whatsoever.
这是我们开始工作的第一个原因。
That is the first reason that we work.
那到了我们到一段时间。
And after a period of time,
生活没有需要了。
We no longer.
生活已经满足了。
We feel contented and satisfied with our status quo.
接下去我们的工作就是为着安全感。
Then the purpose we continue to work is for a sense of security.
我听过一个年轻人讲说，等到他退休的时候，大概要100万才够。
And I heard this young man mention that unless he accumulates $1 million, he would not feel satisfied or secure.
所以有很多人还没有退休以前，就是为退休那一天要积多少钱，让他觉得有安全感。
So many people are pursuing for this retirement that they can feel safe and secure at the age.
那有很多人在银行有存款，所以他就有安全感，万一我 没有工作，我还可以存留一段时间。
Many people have savings in the bank, so they have the sense of security that when they lose their jobs, they would have comfort.
第三个,
and thirdly,
就是我到了有安全感，接下去大概就是为了成名。
The third purpose of working is probably for fame.
啊，所以我们常常看到很多人在想啊，谁是最有钱的，谁是最富有的，代表他最成功。
We know that many times there are rankings of who are the most richest people in the world, who is more successful.
哦，所以有时候工作是为着出名。
And so the purpose of work is to have fame.
啊，这是第一个。
And that is also another reason.
那第二个，有的工作是为着成就感。
And sometimes some people work, secondly, because they want to feel a sense of satisfaction.
啊，觉得自己有用。
They feel that they are useful.
所以有的人退休以后，他还是继续工作。
And so some people, after reaching retirement, they'll continue to work.
因为他不是缺钱。
Because not that they lack money.
因为他有一个最基本的问题，就是如果我没有工作，我活着要做什么？
Because they do not know what they're going to do with their lives if they are not working.
哦，所以啊，刚刚退休前三个月，觉得哇，太好了。
So in the beginning 3 months of retirement, they may feel it's very happy.
因为没有责任，太轻松。
Because they no longer have any responsibilities. It's relaxing time.
但是超过三个月后，在街上走来走去，那到底我这样下半生要怎么办？
But then after 3 months, maybe they'll wander around and try to find a purpose for the rest of their lives.
因为每一天没有工作，那活着要做什么？
Because if they don't have work, what is the point of living?
啊，那有的就跑去照顾孙子啦，在这些天伦之乐。
And some people will go and take care of their grandchildren.
啊，那如果没有，那怎么办？
And if you don't have grandkids, what do you do?
啊，再找一个工作去做，觉得自己是有用的。
Some people will try to find another challenging job to fulfill their lives.
啊，这个大概是我们需要工作的啊两个很重要的原因。
And these would be the two main reasons that we would continue to work.
啊，但这个两个原因到最后啊，到我们离世的那一天呢，啊，全部都是空的。
But these two purposes again is comes to nothing when we are about to leave this world.
我们成就感不论多大。
No matter how what greatest sense of satisfaction we have in our lives, it will come to emptiness.
金钱不论有多少。
No matter how much wealth we've accumulated.
都会被忘记的。
They would all be forgotten.
会在历史上会消失的。
In this history of the human universe, we would have nothing. We would be remembered no more.
那到底我们用什么态度来面对工作啊，使我们能够超越这个虚空呢？
So what kind of proper attitude should we have to our work so we can transcend the vanity of life?
啊，第一点。
Firstly,
啊，我们要把工作跟神连在一起。
We must link everything we do in our work to God.
请看哥罗西书。
Let's look at Colossians.
啊，哥罗西书的第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章二十二节
，verse 22，
还有二十三节
，verse 23。Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. 23. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men.
二十四节
，verse 24. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance.For you serve the Lord Christ.
这个地方讲哈。
Here states.
啊，我们在社会工作，二十三节，无论做什么，要从心里像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
23 says, whatever we do in this society for work, we do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to man.
那二十四节。
Verse 24.
啊，从主那里必得基业为赏赐。
Because we will receive.That a reward of inheritance from the Lord for what we do.
那接下去说，你们所侍奉的乃是主耶稣基督。
And following it says that you serve the Lord Christ.
所以有时候我们对服侍神的观念很狭窄，就是教会的工作才叫做服侍神。
Many times our interpretation of serving God is very narrow.
但是这里把这个服侍的观念扩大。
And thinking that it is only working at church, but here definition broadens it greatly.
如果我们在我们的工作里面好像在服侍神。
Serving God could also mean if we serve God in our workplace.
要让神得到荣耀。
So that the name of God is glorified in us.
那这样我们的工作也会从神得到赏赐。
Then this work that we do will also receive its required reward.
这是超越虚空的一个方法。
From God, and this is a way to transcend the vanity of work.
所以我们在工作场合，好像世俗的工作，如果为着是荣耀神，用这种心态，好像在服侍神， 天上也会有赏赐。
So if we are to approach our mundane work in this world with the purpose to glorify God in our workplace, then this is valuable in God's sight.
圣经里面记载约瑟在波提法的家里。
The Bible records when Joseph was in the household of Potiphar.
波提法看到约瑟到他家以后凡事顺利。
Everything that Joseph did prospered when he was in the household of Potiphar.
所以波提法就把所有的事情都交给约瑟了。
And Potiphar trusted Joseph so much that he entrusted everything to him.
所以我们在教会里面常常也看到弟兄姐妹在公司里面真的有基督徒的榜样，老板什么都交给他。
And we also know that there are many brothers and sisters in our church who has glorified God in their workplace so that their bosses really trust them.
那有的老板呢，请他的这个雇员说，你教会里面还有没有这样的信徒？
And there's even employers who says, do you have any other workers from your church that we can hire that are just like you?
因为从心里向着给神做，这样的人就不需要人来督导。
Because if a person can serve their boss as if they're serving God, then no one needs to be watching over them.
在神，他心里面对神的敬畏，就是他工作的原则。
Their fear of God shall be the principle of their work.
那这样神的名就得到荣耀。
And this type of work ethic shall glorify God's name.
所以这一种人到处受欢迎。
And so this type of person will be welcome anywhere he works.
那这一种人也到处荣耀神。
And this person also brings the glory of God wherever he goes.
那这一种人在他的工作的这个事情上也可以得到天国的赏赐。
And this person can also receive his just reward from God for his work.
所以这里特别讲不要只在眼前侍奉。
And so here it says not only to be working for eye service.
好像是讨人喜欢。
As men pleasers.
这个是大部分一般人工作的态度。
And because this is what a common people would usually have as an attitude.
那下面说要从心里像是给神做的。
But in sincerity of heart, fearing God, we serve our masters.
这是第一个。
This is the first principle.
我们要把工作当作荣耀神的一个机会。
That we need to treat all the work we do as an opportunity to glorify God's name.
第二个。
Secondly,
我们要把工作跟神的工作连在一起。
We must link all the work we do in this world to the work of God.
我们看约翰福音第六章。
Look at John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
二十七节
，Verse 27，
第六章的二十七节。
John 6:27, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set His seal on Him.
这里说不要为必坏的食物劳力。
He says here, do not labor for the food which perishes.
这个也可以解释做只是为这世界上的工作。
This can also be interpreted as working only for the rewards in this world.
要为存到天上永生的食物劳力。
But instead, we need to labor for the food that endures to everlasting life.
这个就是一种属灵的赏赐，在天上的赏赐。
Something that our labor will inherit rewards in heaven.
所以我们如果能够把我们的工作跟神的工作连在一起。
If we can link up our work in the secular world with the heavenly work above.
在天上就有赏赐。
Then we shall have a reward in heaven.
神把我们放在社会的每一个角落。
God has placed every one of us in different corners of this world.
是有目的的。
For a particular purpose.
为着要让我们在每一个地方来传扬神的国。
So that we can shine His light and preach His gospel, the kingdom, anywhere we go.
我们在教会里面很多的弟兄姐妹都有这一种的认识。
Many of our brothers and sisters have this sense of mission.
我们有一个姐妹以前在离开加拿大不远的一个小镇，在那边教书。
There was a sister who was teaching in a city in Canada.
然后她每个周末她就把她的家门打开了。
Every weekend, she would open her doors of her house.
然后就邀请那些学生礼拜晚上到她家用餐。
She lives close to Canada, not in Canada. So every weekend, she would invite all the students of her campus to come to her home.
帮助这些学生去带他们去 超级市场买东西。
She would take them on errands to the supermarket for shopping.
帮助他们照顾生活的需要。
She would help them with their daily needs.
因为很多是从外地来留学的。
Because many of these students are studying abroad.
需要帮忙。
And they need her help.
那这个关系建立之后，再邀他们到家里来参加查经。
After she has built up this relationship, she invited them to have Bible study in her home with them.
在跟他们传福音。
And then she preached the gospel to them.
所以她在这个小镇教书过几年大概有至少超过五位受洗。
And in this little town, during her time that she was a professor there, she actually led more than five people to be converted in Christ.
她也可以教书就是教书，就是这样而已。
They were baptized. She could have just focused on her job as a professor.
但是她了解神把她放在这个地方，在这个时候有一个使命在哪里。
She understood her mission, why God placed her there as a professor.
所以在那个地方就有很多人受洗。
So in that remote town, there were many people who got baptized.
那她在那一边工作里面就变成非常有价值。
And then her work became very valuable, though she was working at a job in the university.
那我们也教会的信徒在学校读书。
And we also have members who are students in colleges.
那读一个学位大概五六年。
And they may take 5 to 6 years to finish their degree.
那在这个学校住了五六年之后，大概我看有三个家庭来信主。
And after 5-6 years in the college, they have led maybe 3 households to come to believe in Christ.
就是安息日就邀他的同学来查经。
And because during Sabbath day, he would invite them to attend services with him.
那慢慢跟他们带领，跟他们做朋友。
And slowly becoming their friends and relating with them.
那到毕业的时候，已经三个家庭受洗。
And after he graduated, there were 3 households that were baptized because of him.
所以他在那个学校读书就不只是读书，他知道神把他放在那里要做什么。
So when he went there as a student, he knew his mission was not just to be a student, but God placed him there for a purpose.
我们在南美有一个地方。
We have a place in South America.
有一对夫妻在80年代被公司差派到那个地方。
There was a couple who was sent to reside there by their company.
那个时候他只是觉得说很孤单的，没有教会。
At that time, the couple felt very lonely without our church there.
所以待了几年就回去了。
And so after a few years, they returned back to Taiwan.
也没有做什么。
They didn't do anything there.
到90年代公司要再把他们送过去。
But after 1990s, the company also deployed them again there.
这一次他们就有一个使命。
But this time, they felt they had a sense of mission.
就是我们要在那里传福音。
That we must preach the gospel there.
所以他带了很多的录音带到他工作的地方。
So at that time, they brought many cassettes, sermon cassettes with them.
那安息日，他就是听录音带。
To the workplace, and she would play the cassettes when on Sabbath days.
然后他就邀他的朋友一起来听录音带。
They would invite their co-workers and their friends to listen to the cassette sermons together.
真的很奇妙，有一阵子很多得圣灵。
And miraculously, during that time, many people came, attended, and received the Holy Spirit.
就是听一听呢，跪下来祷告就得圣灵。
And they just listened to the cassette sermon, and when they kneeled down, they just received the Holy Spirit.
那有人就问他说，怎么这么容易传福音呢？
And some people ask her, how is it that you can preach so easily?
到底有什么秘诀？
Is there any secret to your evangelism?
她说她礼拜五就是所有的朋友都打电话。
She said on Friday she would call all her friends.
打电话完就跟主耶稣祷告。
And after she called, she would pray, kneel down and pray to Lord Jesus Christ.
我的工作做完了，换你。
My work is now complete. It is your turn.
就这样了，就现在已经有一个祈祷所在那里。
And thank God now there is a prayer house in her location.
所以我们看很多人在他住的地方，在他的工作的地方，他有觉得神给他有使命。
And so many people feel that wherever they've been placed, God has given them a responsibility.
结果在那个地方他们就过得很有意义。
And so they are able to accomplish, fulfill this mission and live a very meaningful life.
好，我们现在看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
18章。
Chapter 18.
使徒行传的18章。
Acts chapter 18.
第二节。
Verse 2. And he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius has commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome, and he came to them. Verse 3, so because he was one of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for by occupation they were tent makers.
这个地方说，有一对夫妻叫做亚基拉跟百基拉。
Here it states there's a couple named Priscilla and Aquila.
那他们有工作，就是制造帐篷为业。
They had a trade, and that was they were tent makers.
这个只是他的工作。
This was only their trade.
为着生活的需要的一个工作。
For their daily living survival needs.
但是这一对夫妻他真正的生活是为什么？
But what is the true purpose for them to live?
就是为着传福音。
This couple was to serve God by preaching the gospel.
所以每一个周末，他就跟保罗同工，一起去传扬神的国。
So every weekend they would accompany Apostle Paul to go preach in the synagogues the gospel of the kingdom.
所以他的工作跟他的服事是连在一起的。
And so their daily work and their service to God was linked together.
我们现在看十八章。
Let's look at chapter 18.
十八章的二十四节。
Verse 24.Now a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in scriptures, came to Ephesus.
这个地方说有一个人叫亚波罗。
Here it states in verse 24, a certain Jew named Apollos.
是有学问，最能讲解圣经的。
He was eloquent and mighty in the scriptures.
结果百基拉跟亚基拉就在听他讲道。
And Priscilla and Aquila was listening intently to his preaching.
那听一听，他觉得这个亚波罗只懂得约翰的洗礼。
And they felt that this Apollos only was aware of the baptism of John the Baptist.
所以到二十六节，他就把他们接过来。
So in verse 26, they took him into their home.
然后把主的道理讲解更加详细。
And explained to Apollos the way of God more accurately.
那我们看二十八节。
Verse 28.
亚波罗就在众人面前极有能力驳倒犹太人，引圣经证明耶稣是基督。
And after this, verse 28 states that Apollos vigorously refuted the Jews publicly, showing from the scriptures that Jesus is the Christ.
所以在这里我们可以看到亚波罗真正的目的是服侍神。
We know from here that Apollos purpose and mission in life is to serve God.
那他能够把百基拉跟亚基拉是服侍神。
For Aquila and Priscilla was to serve God in their lives.
那他能够教导亚波罗。
And for them to be able to instruct more accurately Apollos.
这个表示他对道理的认识是很深入。
That means that this couple had a very deep understanding of the gospel.
所以他可以用道理来帮助亚波罗。
So they were able to use the truth to assist the ministry of Apollos.
成为更好的工人。
So Apollos can become a greater worker in God.
今天我们有很多的工作可以做。
Today we have many sacred works we can participate in.
在物质生活上好像很多人都没有缺乏。
Many of us are not lacking in our daily needs.
但是在属灵的生活上我们发现很多人都需要帮助。
But in spiritual lives, many of us are lacking.
那如果我们有属灵的装备。
And today if we are equipped spiritually.
然后愿意把家门打开来。
And we're willing to open up the doors of our home.
我们可以用家庭来做很多教会所没有办法做到的事情。
We can use our homes to serve God in many ways that cannot be accomplished in a church.
所以我们今天我们需要的是更多这样的一种侍奉。
So we need more Aquilas and Priscillas in the church today.
就是有工作，但是他生活的目的真的是为服侍神。
Even though we're working, we're able to glorify and serve God in our mundane work.
当我们在二十几岁的时候
，When we are in our twenties,
我们想的是什么
？What do we think about?
成就
is to have success.
要在哪一个学校要毕业，要找什么工作
？Which college we should go in and which career should we pursue?
但是当我们到了五十岁的时候
，But when we are 50 years old,
或者还没有到五十岁
，or maybe not even 50,
我们大概对世界上工作、学问各种事情都有一点经历。
We have already gained our experience in work and in society.
我们想的是什么
？And what are we thinking of now?
想的是意义。
We only think of meaningfulness.
怎么活着才有意义？
How can we live a more meaningful life?
当我们开始一再想怎么活着才有意义的时候，
As we start to ponder in this direction,
工作已经没有办法真的满足我们。
The daily work can no longer satisfy our hearts.
我们需要想是怎么活着更有意义。
We need to consider how can we live a more meaningful life in Christ.
那当我这样想，
When we start thinking this way,
我们就发现我们可以用很多的时间用来服侍神。
We find that we can rearrange our time so we can serve God more.
来当义工。
So we can become volunteers.
来教会里面服侍神。
To serve God voluntarily in His church.
所以这是对世界上工作的一种虚空感觉以后的一种人生方向的改变。
And this is a transformation in a concept of life after we have realized that this world holds no meaning for us.
那这种自觉越早越好。
And the earlier we can come to this realization, the better it'll be.
那越多人有这样的自觉，教会就越有力量。
And the more we have members with this type of realization, the more prosperous this church shall be.
所以我们怎么让工作能够超越它的虚空呢？
So how can we transcend our daily lives through our work?
第一个，
Firstly,
要跟荣耀神连在一起。
We must make it a point to glorify God in our workplace.
第二个，
Secondly,
要跟服事神连在一起。
We must attach everything to service for God.
第三个，
Thirdly,
在工作当中来体验神。
We must be able to experience God through our daily labors.
我们现在来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
十二节。
Verse 12. For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience that we conducted ourselves in the world and simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and more abundantly toward you.
这里圣经说，我们在世为人不靠人的聪明，乃在乎神的恩典。
Our boasting and testimony of our conscience in this world is in simplicity and godly sincerity.
有时候我们在工作遇到很多的困难。
Not fleshly wisdom. So many times we may encounter troubles at work.
那就在困难当中，我们懂得寻求神。
And during the times of our trouble, we can search out God.
那在困难当中，我们就体验到神的带领。
And while we are searching and pursuing after God, we experience His guidance.
所以使我们跟神的关系越来越靠近。
And that will help us to draw closer to God.
那在我们寻找工作的过程。
And for example, when we're searching for a job,
懂得来寻求神的恩典。
And we know to pursue God's blessings.
那使我们在寻求神的工作的这个过程当中，我们跟神的关系越来越靠近。
So that in the process of searching for a job, our relationship with God grows closer.
还有一个姐妹她是一个很好的大学毕业。
And there was a sister who graduated from a very reputable college.
四年她来教会三次。
And, but during those 4 years, she only came to church 3 times.
那后来她要找工作，一直都找不到。
But later on, she could not find a job after she graduated.
那以后就遇到我们教会一个姐妹。
And she met one of our sisters from church.
那个姐妹就告诉她找工作的经历。
This sister testified to her personal experience in locating a job.
说你最重要要回来寻求神。
Now you first must return to the church to seek after God.
你先求神的国跟神的义，日用的饮食，工作就给你。
Seek first His kingdom righteousness, and all your daily needs will be provided to you.
所以他就回来聚会了。
And so this lost sister returned back to church to attend services.
那也开始参加圣工。
And she started to participate in the holy work at church.
那有一次，他就在一个慕道者去医院看病。
And one time, this sister took another sister to go to hospital to see a doctor.
然后看完病他才去赶去一个这个 job fair 一个在找工作的。
And after taking her home, then she hurried to a job fair.
那个时候已经快四点了。
It was almost 4 p.m.
所以人大概走光了。
And most of the attendees had already left.
他就那个秘书跟他讲，那就把履历表放在这里就好了。
So the secretary said, why don't you just leave your resume here?
他讲这个也没有希望了。
And she thought to herself, this is probably pointless.
大概过了一个月。
But after a month,
他就收到一个电话。
that she received a phone call.
就是有一个公司的主管打电话给她。
A manager of a company was calling her.
她是最后要决定要不要请人的那一位。
And it was the decision maker of the company.
所以她已经跳过好几位。
And so she had already reached the topmost level of management.
就决定要不要雇她。
This person was deciding whether or not to hire her.
那后来那个老板跟她问一件事情。
And the boss asked her this question.
我说你有没有读过一本书叫做 Purpose-Driven Life, 有目的的人生。
This boss asked her a question, have you ever read The Purpose-Driven Life?
那后来两个就一起谈起信仰。
And the two of them actually started talking about faith.
她就得到那一份工作。
And that's how she landed her job.
所以那个经验啊，让她的信心大大的增加。
And that experience really boosted her faith in God.
工作是神赐的。
That all work she recognized is from God.
只要我们跟神的关系好。
As long as we have a close relationship with God,
神一定会让我们有工作。
God will surely bless us with our daily need.
因为先求神的国、神的义，日用的饮食就要给我们。
Because if we seek first His kingdom righteousness, then all our daily needs will be provided unto us.
所以要在工作荣耀神。
And so we must make it a point to glorify God in our life.
工作要跟服事神连在一起。
In our work and to serve God in our workplace.
在工作中来体验神。
And to experience God in our daily work.
那我们就超越的虚空。
So we can transcend this life of vanity.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
322首。请坐。
Please be seated.
很快，一年就将要过去。
Very quickly, another year has come to an end.
新年又来到。
And a new year has come to our doorstep.
所以年尾就是我们对过去一年的一个回想。
And the year end is a time when we reflect on this past.
我们的生活。
Our life.
从神看来，到底是怎么一回事
？How does God see our lives through His eyes？
我们要过一个神看为对的生活，这个最重要。
Are we living a life that is correct and righteous in front of God？
在神看为对的，就是有价值的。
And what God thinks is right is the most valuable life。
如果神看为对的，这个生活就问题越来越少。
If we live a life that is righteous in God's sight, then we will have less problems, fewer problems in our life.
神看为对的，神一定会祝福。
Because whatever God considers to be right, He will surely bless you.
所以我们在年底啊，要反省啊，最重要要从属灵的角度来回想我们过去的一年。
So in this year end, we must reflect and examine our past year.
那立个志向，明年。
And from a spiritual perspective, and then make the right goals for the following year.
怎么在神的恩典当中来过一个神喜欢的生活。
And how to live a life that is pleasing to God in our lives.
好，我们最后要来祷告。
And finally, we will come to pray.
还没有得圣灵的，我们可以来求圣灵。
Anyone who has not received Holy Spirit, please come forward to pray.
有什么需要可以求神的恩典。
Any needs you may have, feel free to come forward.
也可以。请大家来帮助代祷。
So everyone can pray on your behalf.
所以如果需要代祷接受按手的，请我们到前面。
So we welcome all those who need laying of hands. Please come forward.
现在一起来祷告。
And let's pray together.